American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Election fraud investigators in Florida are reviewing petition signatures used to put an amendment on November's ballot that, if adopted, could do away with abortion limits in the state. Evan Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says investigators found suspicious signatures on a petition to put onto the state's ballot in November an amendment that would prevent lawmakers from restricting abortion to early pregnancy. He says the signatures were collected by an agency.
We know that this group did submit on behalf of dead people. And I don't know how you do that. I mean, I thought that was a Chicago thing.
Speaking in Miami Lakes Monday, investigators also identified fraudulent signatures supporting another proposed amendment, one to decriminalize recreational marijuana. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Missouri's Supreme Court will hear arguments today over whether a pro-abortion amendment should go before voters this year. At issue is a proposal to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. If enacted, the measure is widely expected to undo the state's 2022 near-total abortion ban. The proposal had been slated for the November ballot. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris preparing to square off in their ABC News presidential debate later tonight. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says he believes the former president will have a strong showing.
He's the only candidate in this race who's trying to unify the entire country and who's going to talk about how he is going to restore our southern border, rebuild our economy, and make sure that America is strong enough to be able to protect our interests at home and abroad.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik expressing confidence in former President Donald Trump.
Kamala cannot hide forever. Tonight at the debate, the country will finally get to see the stark contrast between the strength and success of President Trump's America First policies and the devastation and weakness of Kamala Harris's radical failed far-left agenda.
The Harris-Walz campaign is promising to go after what it calls grocery store price gouging. But not everyone thinks stores are to blame for today's prices. Chris Woodward has more.
J.D. Ticilli, contributing editor to Reason, says the profit margin for a grocery store is a little more than 1%.
I mean, that's it. That's a tiny profit margin.
Still, that's not stopping Harris from fighting what she calls grocery store price gouging. Here is a portion of a campaign ad for Harris.
She'll make groceries more affordable by cracking down on price gouging. And she'll cut housing costs by taking on corporate speculators. Middle-class families build America. We need a leader who has their back.
Democratic Party vice presidential nominee and Governor Tim Walz took to X to make a similar promise, saying the Harris-Walz administration will take on, quote, price gouging at the grocery store. But Ticilli says he just doesn't see it.
Stuff is perishable. My son worked in a grocery store. They're throwing stuff out all the time. They're turning about 1.18% on average right now, and they don't always turn a profit at all. And then if you go further down the food chain, I mean, the literal food chain in this case, farmers and wholesalers and food processors, their profit margins are different levels, but they're all under 8%. And they really haven't changed all that much, bouncing up and down here and there as they adjust their prices. But no, they're not price gouging. So Okay. She's deflecting. Yeah, that's not the corporations that are gouging prices. It's the government that has reduced the purchasing power of the dollar.
I'm Chris Woodward.
A potential hurricane is barreling toward Louisiana. Janice Dean has the latest.
Francine is setting aim on the Louisiana coastline with the possibility for a Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane, making landfall on Wednesday. Life-threatening storm surge of over 10 feet, hurricane-force winds, dangerous flash flooding, widespread power outages, and tropical tornadoes will all be a potential risk over the next 24 to 48 hours. The system will then move northward over the Mississippi Valley. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
U.S. stocks are holding relatively steady in quiet trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 17 points, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.2%. Trading elsewhere was mostly quiet ahead of a U.S. presidential debate coming tonight and inflation updates due in the coming days. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.